You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 447. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate it, as always. Hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, as you can tell from Rob's tone of voice, he's having a spectacular day. And I'm going to have a very spectacular day, too, because I finally have a great succinct argument for licensed versus unlicensed, or should I say hiring a licensed operator versus not hiring a licensed operator. And this is actually thanks to our FAA certified flight instructor, Ted Wilson, who's on board here at Drone U. And he said something just so succinctly. So I'm really excited to talk about this issue today and very excited to move on.
Yeah, besides the fact that if you're flying commercially, you should just get licensed.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer, but someone was like, yo, people are afraid to take the test. That's why they don't do it. If you're afraid to take the test, then you shouldn't be a drone pilot. So,
well, yeah.
Awkward silence.
No. I don't disagree with that at all, actually. And I think there are plenty of people, I mean, we're aware of a lot of people that are passing it that they didn't have any aerial experience or aviation experience, I should say, put in the time and got it done.
Totally
true. It's doable.
Totally, totally true. But anyway, we are grateful and thankful to all of you who listen. If you have left a review, thank you so much. If you do leave a review, we greatly appreciate it. And if you found any of this information valuable, please share it with your friends. Also, if you're interested in getting your license, I'm just going to throw this out there now. You can meet us in Austin, Texas in about 2 weeks' time. We're going to be down there doing another 107 class. There may be something new with this training, an additional thing that we're doing. I'm not going to release that until we're for sure that we're going to do it. But it could add a lot to the training. We'll see.
Yeah, it would be cool. And it would make you want to be there in person.
Definitely. So if you're thinking about getting your license and you want to attend in your underwear, at home, in your kitchen, in bed, or if you're still going to go to college that day and actually watch our course instead, yes, people have actually done this, Rob. You can attend via live stream or in person. Just check out droneulive.com.
Yeah, we got options for everybody. And, you know, we just got a great review. And I'm just going to have to share this, Paul, because what this guy said was, and he was somebody that was just at our last event, and he did by live stream, that he had been studying quite a bit. And what he discovered is that he felt like he was studying the wrong things. And so my point in that is that I think one of the best thing this course does is it sort of narrows down what you should be studying, because there's tons of material out there. And if you're not real sure on which aspects of that material you should be studying, this course is for you.
I actually have this testimonial, by the way. I made a little cute picture.
I saw that. No, it's awesome.
Thanks, Tim. I'm sorry I didn't even stop to think that the answer guide may be in the back of the study guide. BT Dub, the class was great. I know it helped me out. I was going about studying the wrong way for about a month. I did the live FAA webinar a few weeks back, and I thought it was good at the time. I got so much more out of the DroneU webinar or live stream. The FAA one didn't even touch on half of the information that you guys touched on. It was money well worth spent for sure. I have so much more confidence now as far as taking the test. I will continue to study this week and try to get my test set up for next week or as soon as possible.
Awesome. That's what it's all about.
It is really.
Love hearing that because it made his life better.
So. Definitely. He's living his dream.
Cool.
So yep. If you want to do the same, droneulive.com. That's DroneUlive.com. Check it out. All right, guys. Let's hear the question, Rob.
Yeah,
let's
you know what right I love about today's question is two of the main issues, if I may use the word issues. A lot of people trying to break into the business want to do real estate. And then the other issue is, are people getting licensed? And this is in both. Both of those issues are in this question. So let's hear it.
Hey guys, Mitch Daugherty here, calling you from Knoxville, Tennessee. First off, I want to say thank you so much for what you are doing there at DroneU. You've helped me tremendously in my aerial photography business. And I lean on the community almost on a daily basis. My question is, a realtor has asked me to come speak at her office. And I just I've got some talking points already made out on the outline, but one that I definitely want to hit on is kind of the legal aspect of aerial photography and UAV operations as it relates to hobby and non-hobby use. I want to explain and define to these realtors what it means to fly, an unmanned aircraft for non-hobby use and hobby use, and also want to kind of bring out some points of why they should hire licensed pilots or why they should be licensed UAV pilots. I don't want to, it's not a scare tactic I'm trying to do here. I just want to educate them and also just let them know, why they should hire, UAV licensed FAA pilots. I can't wait to hear your responses. Let me know, strategy or even talking points, examples of maybe case examples, maybe is where I should lean. Again, looking forward to your responses, and thanks so much for all that y'all are doing, and I'm going to stand by and wait to hear back from you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Very cool. So, number one, that's awesome, Mitch, that realtors are reaching out to you to come present. I think there's a lot of pilots that would love to be in that boat.
Definitely.
Getting those kinds of calls. And
definitely.
So hopefully more and more people are. And I'm going to guess that you've been out doing some networking and that didn't just happen randomly. You've been talking to some people and they knew what you do. And it's paying off. So good for you. But I know Paul's been kind of chomping at the bit just a little to answer this question because of some... just some good insight on how you should go about talking to these people about how important getting licensed is.
Getting licensed is really important. And a lot of people, recently have been saying like, oh, well, why should I get licensed with all these airspace issues, blah, 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 blah. And I think this is actually a very simple argument. So I think it really comes down to this. If you are talking to a real estate agent, and I'll be honest, I had a realtor... give me some crap for this. He was like, so what downfall is there if I don't hire a licensed pilot?
Which is a fair question. And by the way, if I might, sorry to interrupt you, preface with what you're about to say, it applies to any type of client, not just real estate, obviously. So the point is you can take this information, this argument, if you will, and educate potential clients as to these issues.
Totally. That being said, at the time, I didn't have a good answer for him. I was just like, well, you could be subpoenaed, if something happens from the feds. But I have a much better answer now, thanks to Ted Wilson, who reminded me of many countless other times that pilots have done this in powered parachute and lighter than air and gliders and many different things, because this isn't the first time that people are like, ha, I don't need to get licensed, blah, whatever. It comes down to this. If you're flying a drone, you're not licensed. And you've got insurance because you're like, oh, I could still get insurance without a license, whatever. But you didn't read the fine print of your insurance, which now every policy has in there, must be following the guidelines and rules set forth by the FAA.
Which are very clear now. Previously to 107, they were not.
True.
But they are now.
That is correct. So if you were to go fly this house, let's say that all of a sudden you're trying to do some... reveal or transition from the outside of the house to the inside of the house. You didn't know that the client's, meaning the realtor's client, was still in the house. She walks around the corner. You're paying attention to the drone. She walks right into the drone and the drone hits the house and breaks something else, right? So client gets freaked out, calls the realtor. Realtor calls, the pilot, like, hey, what happened, blah, 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 blah. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of fighting going on there, at least verbally. That being said, there might even be some verbal abuse too, knowing realtors. But anyway.
But it's possible.
But anyway, I see the issue becoming, okay, well, file a claim on your insurance because she needs to go to the hospital, get stuff done, taken care of, whatever. And then he calls his insurance company, files a claim, and they come back and say, we're not paying out anything. And then now the realtor and the illegal drone pilot are now liable for this accident.
And most likely the illegal pilot has no insurance to cover that because their drone insurance didn't pay for it, right?
Yeah, and you can't...
So personal liability or homeowner's umbrella, I'm sure those aren't going to cover it. So they're going to I don't know, try to turn over every rock in your backyard for
money.
Yeah,
and then I'm sure the insurance company is going to make the FAA aware of this, because you're supposed to report accidents to the FAA that are over, you know, that cause more than $500 in damage. You're supposed to do so in 10 days. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you're normally only supposed to do it if it's upon request or there is a serious injury, again, or more than $500. So that being said, they would probably call the FAA. FAA would say, hey, Joe Schmo, where's your license? Okay, go back to the insurance company. Yes, you're correct. He's not licensed. And now it's going to be up to the realtor's client whether she's going to sue the realtor for hiring an illegal operator or whether she's going to sue the operator himself or both.
And I will mention this because, make no mistake, realtors are very afraid, as they should be, of being sued, because it happens more than people realize. Realtors get sued quite a bit. This is a new arena, probably, where there might be some lawsuits in the future. But it is something that realtors are very acutely aware of and obviously seek to avoid. So if you're not licensed, they're not going to like that.
They're not going to like that. No. And as soon as realtors realize that they can be held liable, I think that's when the tides are going to turn. So maybe what I should do is actually, I think I'm going to send this podcast to GAR, Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors, because there's a lot of realtors using unlicensed pilots. And I'm not the police.
Right.
You know, there's a guy.
Not the point here.
There's even a drone you member doing it. And does it make me happy? Yeah. No, it doesn't make me happy, but I'm not the police. Remember back in the day, Rob, when a bunch of 333 pilots called the FAA on, you know, another pilot? The thing is, though, I've been told very, very clearly from the FAA, look, if you tell us about someone, we're not going to go after him. We're not going to give him a hard time, but we're definitely going to tell them that they need to become licensed.
Right. Yeah, and of course, if there's somebody that's just being completely unsafe, flying over people unsafely, et cetera, that's something that you might want to report. But that's not the point of this episode.
You know, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's okay. You had a point.
Yeah, Ted put it really clearly. You know, like, if you're driving down the highway and you're doing 10 over the speed limit and you get pulled over by the cop and you're like, you know, I'm really sorry and I had no idea that I was even going that fast, you know, blah, blah, blah. Chances are the cop's not going to give you a ticket.
Right.
But if you're a to the cop,
oh, gosh. You know,
chances are you're going to get the ticket. So, I mean, just like with the FAA, I use that as an analogy to how you deal with the FAA.
Sure.
You know, if someone does call the FAA on you, which I don't think people should do, but if it does happen to you, you know, the FAA is going to say, hey, you need to get licensed. And then the second time, you know, they're going to get more on top of you. And then the third time, that's when you're going to start looking at a lawsuit from the FAA. So,
yeah, obviously you don't want it to get to that point. So what about just how he might address the realtors with respect to commercial versus hobby? Would you even, I mean, how should he mention that to them?
There is no such thing as flying real estate as a hobby.
Okay.
Because the photos are being used to market and advertise the home itself. Whether you did the photos for free or not, this is not my opinion. This is the FAA's opinion.
Sure.
And I'll make that really clear. Because I've been instructed on how to answer this question.
Good.
Yeah. No.
and now we're sharing it with the world.
And now we're sharing it with the world. Going back to it, there's no such thing as hobby usage when it comes to real estate, because at the end of the day, you're trying to sell a property. You're using a photo to get exposure to sell the property. And whether the realtor paid for it or not, it's being used for a commercial purpose.
Yeah, so
There's even a test question on the 107 test that talks exactly to this point. In fact, I should go grab the study guide and go pull it up. But it talks simply about, you know, if you are a drone pilot and you trade footage with a realtor to sell a house, is this compliant with 14 CFR? Like, I forget how the question is worded exactly, but it's pretty much the point of the question is that the drone pilot was unlicensed and he was flying a house for trade, but it's still seen as a commercial purpose. So the answer is it's not compliant with part 107.
So basically, to fly for hobby, I mean, you are literally just out putzing around. You have no intentions of anything to do with that footage or the photos. It's pretty clear you're just playing.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's funny because even people are going to be like, well, Casey Neistat, you know, the YouTuber or whatever. Well, if you watch a few of his most recent videos, you can tell someone has been talking to him on the federal level, because now he's like, you should be really careful about where you're flying and make sure you're not in restricted airspace. Like, someone's being talked to right now. And frankly,
he needed to be talked to.
Yes. Someone slapped that mother because.
Oh, my word. All right. On that note, we better stop while we're ahead.
I'm kidding.
A little bit.
I'm kidding. No, I think everyone really, and it's funny too, a lot of drone pilots have been like, you know, I really enjoy Casey Neistat's story. I love the YouTube videos. And I know he's an absolute kook when it comes to flying drones. He has no idea what he's doing. That's why he loses drone after drone after drone.
Which he fully admits.
Which,
you gotta
respect
that, I guess.
Yeah, but he's not being a good example to the younger kids.
No, he's
so,
not, clearly.
Anyway, so now that he's been talked to, I think it's actually kind of cool. And I like his storyline, too. I think it's really cool. And by the way, Casey Neistat, if you want training from Drone U, tell me when, because I'll do it for free. So
nice.
Anyway, I'm serious. I've reached out to him. If someone wants to share this with him and like make him more aware of it, the offer is real.
You know what I think?
You need training, my friend, and I would be so happy to train you.
I think the issue there, though, is he doesn't want to be a better pilot. That's sort of part of the shtick, right? Is to not be a very
good pilot.
There are
literally five things I could teach this guy, and he'd never lose a drone ever again. Like, it's so easy.
Yeah, but then the videos wouldn't be as interesting. That's part of what makes them interesting, is the drones fly away and create havoc, wreck havoc. Anyways, I think it's a wonderful offer, and I think you should take him up on it, but we'll see.
Definitely.
Great question, and we really, really hope that your presentation goes well. Please let us know, Mitch, how it goes, and any feedback that you have as to, for example, how the realtors responded to your presentation.
Definitely.
That would be awesome. We'd love to hear that and share that with the community, because it's through those actual experiences that we all learn and get better, and we just know there's a lot of people that are curious now about how that presentation goes and how they respond to what you're telling them.
Totally, totally. Anyway, guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. If you found any part of this podcast useful or valuable, please share it or leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you consume podcasts. But that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U, made by an awesome crew behind the sticks, or should I say behind the computer, is Ilker Izikyakar. And then we have Kirill editing. Special thanks to Tim Ray, producer. Rob Burdick for being on the show, and myself, yours truly, takenflight.com. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.